Mind you again, you see, they were more sensitive to Issur Hotzor than almost any other Issur. Why? Because it's a Melocha Gerua. People just don't really understand it as a Melocha. Melocha, in the people's mind, is measured by sweat, by Zeya, or by horsepower, by energy expenditure. And Hotzor doesn't have that. All other Melochos, there's a Melocha, there's a Amrocha, there's a Avoda, it's Avoda's Perech, right? And Hotzor is nothing. Carry a handkerchief in your pocket, that's a Melocha Daraisa, Chiyuv Chatos, Chiyuv Misus Bezin, right?
Also, all Melochas, you change from one thing to the next. There's a physical change that happens to something. Here, the thing, the item never changes.
It change in place.
If you Zareya, if you're Chorish, all these different things, you make it, you affect the change.
Yeah, why?
You don't affect the change. Nothing happens.
The main analysis is in Melechas Machsheves. Change is nothing that's that important as significant of accomplishment. They didn't see anything. It's not a Melechas Machsheves. Carry my handkerchief outside. Right? This is the reason the Chachomim followed their instruction from the Bnei Shalom. Asu Shog La Torah. They had to make a show. So, watch here. Pick up the Rashi. Irvu Chatzeros Imbotim. What does that mean? Shemovui Imbotayim. I'm sorry. Ivu Chatzeros Shebimovui Imbotayim. They made an Eruv. The Movi with their houses. What does that mean? Shebnei Abotim Motziin Lechatzroseim Sheirvu Botim Apsucha Lechatzor Yachad Lechaim Bnei Chatzor Acheres Avo Bnei Achatzeros Lechatzor B'movi. So what do you have now? Get the picture. People are carrying from the house to the Chatzor. Why? Because they made an Eruv. They put a Pesach around their chotzer, right? So now they have a right to carry from the house to the chotzer. Without that, you can't carry from your house into the chotzer either. Okay? But they did nothing about the movui. The movui is still open to every household to use the movui. But they did nothing to join the householders with it, right? Therefore, Eim Metaltelim B'movui Afilu Kelim Sheshofsu B'socho Ela B'dalet. Then the Movui is like a Roshus HaRabim. In Roshus HaRabim, you can only carry less than Dalet Amos. Movui is like a Roshus HaRabim. Therefore, you can't be mavir in the movie, anything. If you have a lawn chair, you can move it a little bit, but you got to be careful not to move it dalet amos, approximately 8 feet. That's because they made an eruv with their chotzer. But if lo iru chaseil simbateihem, which means shasurim b'nei habotim lahotzi mibateihem l'chaseirim, then muto letaltel bekulu kelim sheshavsu besocho. Because they did make an eruv, right? Therefore, they can't carry into their yard. Therefore, their lawn chairs in the mavoi, they can move as much as they want. Give me the psychological sphere, that's all psychology. Okay. This concept of privacy. What is it? When they have the chotzer as part of the house, so people are now carrying in the chotzer, abutting the mavoi. Therefore, there's a danger they will take from the chotzo into the mavui. If, however, they didn't make an eichel with the chotzo, they can't be out in the chotzo with anything. So what happens? They come out of the house, and they know they can't move anything there. They can't do anything there. Therefore, they don't have a tendency to move an area that isn't particularly private. When they made an eichel b'lochotzo, what this meant now is, oh, my house, I know, that's my house. Now I can even carry outside my house. Therefore, I'm afraid you'll extend that emotion, that psychology, carrying outside my house. Well, the movie is also my chotzo. I have the same rights to the chotzo, to the movie, like I have to the chotzo. Everybody has rights to it. So I'll carry in the movie. But if I don't have a right to carry to my chotzo, it never occurred to me to carry in a movie. Therefore, by not making an eichel with my chotzo, what have I done? I put a barrier in front of my house. Right? My house I can carry. Outside my house I can't carry. So therefore I'm not worried about the mavui. Right? Oh, but therefore, we had to get to the conclusion. Mubel mutal talta bekulu. Why? Because I wanted to make any gzeiros. There's nothing for them to make gzeiros for. They're not worried about you carrying from private into public. Because you put a barrier over your chotzo. So now you're in the mavui. So I have the mavui with other takona. The mavui you're allowed to carry lechatchile midaraisa anyway. Waited for the rabbonon to put an iso. Under these circumstances, they even put an iso on it. Therefore, the mavui is what? A rishus hayochid, right? Like any other rishus hayochid, you can carry in rishus hayochid as much as you want. That we'll repeat it again in a minute.
Rabbi.
Wait, hold it. Let me just see if get the last point, then you'll speak up. The Rab L'taimei, Rab is following already the Taimei always means a shita which he developed before. He's consistent, in other words. Rav L'taimei is the way he's saying it, and Rav is consistent. What's the consistence? Right? Yom HaRav Ein HaMovoi Nito Belechi V'Kora Ad Sheyiyu Botim V'Chaseros Pesuchim L'Socho. Well, I'm sorry, my apologies, I didn't turn on my phone. So I said you tried to reach me on the phone. Is she call Adam is back?
He's back.
Yeah, maybe he'll come in. I don't know.
He'll come from Mincha.
Hmm?
He'll be here later.
Yeah. I think I skipped a line, didn't I? Yeah. Sorry. Back up. Amalei Rav Chanina Chuzor L'Rabba. Maishna. I explained that already, but it's in the text. Why is it so? That's a chilik, whether they made an Erev with their Chatzeros or didn't make an Erev with Chatzeros. Ki Yirvu Chatzeros in Botim, then the nitku chaseros for nasu botim. Then the chaseros lose their significance. It's like the house. It's like your living room. You have an eruv there. You schlep all around. Therefore, what do you have now? You have your house abutting the mavui. Right? Therefore, we're worried that you will take from your private and go into the more public mavui. Right? Therefore, we made exeged the mavui should be treated like a rishus harabim. Why? Because there's nothing that reminds you about the Iso Otso by not having an Eruv and you cannot carry into your Chotzo, then you have the constant reminder that you cannot carry into a more public place. So therefore, I'm not worried to make a Gzeira for that. Again, you know, Ki Irvu Chatzeros and Botim, when you make an Eruv for your Chotzer, then the Chotzer loses its special psychological, it's no longer a reminder of Hilchos Shabbos. It loses that psychological reminder because now your house is merely extended out into the yard. It's no different than your living room. Ki'ivu chaseros imbotim, nitku chaseros, chaseros lose their concept of chotzer and become just part of your house. Nasa botim. The Rav l'taymei, the Amarav, here the Rav said another halacha, which makes it consistent. Ein amovoi nito balechi bekoro, atyiu botim v'chatzera pesuchel l'socho. Okay. Amovoi ends up in Roshus Rabin. Therefore, the Rabbanon required there should be a heker, should be a marker. What's the marker? A post, or a draw a korah, a beam across. That becomes the demarcation lines between the Movui and the real Roshus Rabin. The only time we allow that distinction, and once you have that mark, then in the mobile you can carry it any way you want. Then the mobile becomes a Roshus HaYochid. When does the mobile become a Roshus HaYochid? Only when there are houses that are bought the mobile. Ein amobile nito balechi bekoro, ad sheyiu botim b'chatzero psuchim l'socho. Until you have the normal city planning structure. The city planning structure in those days was a house, a chotzer, leading to a movui. No one would lead into a movui. Movui for one person, there's no movui for a person. That's his chotzer, right? What makes it into a movui? More than one person has his chotzer abutting the movui. Therefore, what makes into a movui? Botim v'chatzero psuche l'socho. Right? There's a house and a yard. Look at Rashi. Shtei botim psuchem l'shtei chatzeros. Two houses with their two yards. Right? Shnei botim psuchem l'shtei chatzeros. Shtayim l'chol chotzo. Ushtei chatzeros psuchos l'movri. V'hocho, but if you go ahead and you make an eruv with your chotzo, botim iko chatzeros leko. I warned you, Erwin is not for us voluntarily. They posted upon us. We thought we're learning Shabbos. Okay. We're now playing around with the logic of Chazal when they made the takon and when not. So the Gemara asks, Kilo Irvunami? We say, though, what? They didn't make an Erwin with the Chazeros. Then they're not worried. Why? Because you have the barrier of the chotzer, which really taught you that the iso chotzer makes you conscious of iso, so I can't carry out to my yard. Therefore, I'm not worried about a movi will lead you to carry it to Roshus HaRabim. Kilo irvunami lechzinu lahani botim kemandestimu domui v'chaseros iko ubotim leko. What's his question now? Look at Rashi. Command this team with Domri. Do legabe mavui compared in association with the mavui, then command the simahava. Why chaseros mafsikus bentem? Shein habotem otziin lehem. Therefore, chaseros iko ubotem leko. So why don't you now look upon it as if you have a chotzer? That chotzer is a place in which you cannot carry. I'm sorry, I said wrong. That's a place which you can carry, right? Sorry, you forget. Go, they didn't make the Eruv. So the Chotzer is a place where you cannot carry, right? Then Lachzinu Lahane Botim commanded Simu Domi. So discount, if you can't carry into the Chotzer, then there's nothing that abuts the Mavui. There's no Kalim that can go from the Chotzer to the Mavui. You're not going from the house to the Chotzer because you didn't make an Eruv. So there is nothing in the Chotzer you cannot carry. From the house to the Chotzer you cannot carry. Then it's command the simu domi, discount the houses. If the houses were sealed up, what the house mix up? The house don't add anything. If lo ilvu, there's no relationship between the mavui and the house. The house could be in China, in Timbuktu. It doesn't have any relation to the mavui, right? Therefore, chaseros iko ubotim leko. So all you have is only chaseros that are but the mavui, and you have there a chotzer in which you cannot carry, and you have a mavui which you then also cannot carry. So why did you make a chilik between if I made an eruv, then I can't carry in the mavui? If I didn't make an eruv, I can carry in the mavui. Why? If lo irvu, if you didn't, you didn't make. He didn't make an eruv, then you have here a private property in which you cannot carry, a budding a mavui which you want to be able to carry. We told you whenever you're moving from a private property, right, to a more public property, there you have the chotzer is like a private property. There's no distinction between the house and the chotzer, because they didn't make an eruv from the house to the chotzer. So what would be the case if there were houses abutting the mavui? Plain houses without a chotzer. You wouldn't be allowed to carry into the mavui. Then why can you carry now? So he answers, Efshar de mevatele roshusa de kulu legabi chad. Okay. There's a potential for him to be able to carry in the house, in the chotzer. Therefore, I'm afraid that he'll carry in the mavui. What can he do? If I will go ahead and tell you, I give you full rights to my property. I'm a vatel my rishus to somebody else. That's in Hilchos Erevin. That's a possibility. English translation, I remove my private ownership. I make it hefka. And you're the sole owner now of all the houses. There'll be no shiny, you can carry all over. There'll be one reshus, better than a loaf of bread. Therefore, since there's such a possibility, then mevatel legabe dechad, right. Therefore, they made the gzeira. So, He's holding me one more line. Says sof sof. I'm sorry. Do the Rashi that. Efshar the Batli bnei habatim shebechotzer rishu sheyesh lehem bechotzer legabe chad minayu have a kol achotzer shelo umuto lahotzer mi beisol lachotzer. Therefore, it could be same as if they made the Eruv. So, by a seeker, because Chotzer bottom liquor. But Ravi told us that you have to have it, in order for the Takonas HaChomon to be in effect, you have to have that structure of bottom and Chotzer. Right? If you go ahead, you give it over to one, there's no bottom into a chotzer, into a movoi. There's only one house. By one house, there's no takona. If everybody owns the whole structure of movoi, the whole need for all halachas of movoi are dependent upon having, I told you that, city planning structure of houses, chaseros, into movoi. If you mean batal, gabi chad, then all you have is a single owner. There's no botim. And so Movi doesn't serve a single owner. Therefore, they wouldn't make any takona. So by Zika Motu Leka, says, no, Efsho, the Mitzafra, but Palga di Omo le Gabichad, mi Palga di Omo le Panya le Gabichad. No, we got to have a structure for two ownership. So maybe he'll do it. He will say, for the first half a day, you'll be the owner of my property, mevatel to you. For the second half a day, I'm mevatel to you. That means I now have two owners serving the movi. So the structure of movi is being maintained. Sof, no, that's not fair. Bidna diisul ahai, lesul ahai. If Rav says all hilchos movi depend upon that having that configuration of at least two bottom and two chaseros going into a movi, then by saying half a day there'll be one owner and half a day another owner, that doesn't make it the two bottom. That makes the one bias and one bias. Elo Amar Rav Ashi, we'll again give all your questions. Mi goram lechaseiro sheyesru. Mi goram lechaseiro sheyesru. What caused a chotzer to be considered a private reshus? Only because it's the chotzer of the bias, because the bias is private, and therefore the chotzer belongs to the house. If, however, not for the bottom, right? The chotzer and the movi would be one contiguous area. It would be just one movi. What made the chotzer distinct from the movi? Only because associated with the house. So if I go ahead and I divorce the house from the chotzer, then I don't have any bias. Amar Rashi, mi goral machaser sheyesru. Bottom, and in this here the lekor there are no bottom. Okay. Now we can start again. Alright. I mean, pick up the Gemara again. Now put it all together. I think it, Mitchem, can hear your questions that. Start again. Itmo Rama Rabbi Zero Rama Rab Movi Shorishatubo Aim Taltambo Dalam. It's fine. No problem. A Movi, they didn't make any chip in for a piece of bread, for a loaf of bread, to make it into one family. That's Aloch, right? Therefore, you can only carry dalaramos. In Muncie, don't use it much. In my shul, there's a box that hangs. On the box, a nice wooden box, a ruby chatzeros with a lock. Right? That's where we put the challah. Right? And every Shabbos HaGadol, the challah is shaved. It's not challah; it's two shmur matzos. Actually, four Shmuel Matzahs for the Shia there. And every Shabbos HaGadol, it's changed. A broch is made, on Mitzvah Seiruv, and it's replaced. That is a Shetupi Mavos. Therefore, Mavos Shalonish Tatfubo, if you didn't make it, then it's a series of private Rishuyos. And you can't be metaltal, though ela bedala ramos.
It's not a problem if you lock it up, then it's you're not really giving it.
The what?
When you make an error, you're supposed to be mezake it to everyone else's, but you're locking it up. Doesn't that conflict?
That's what we do, but you never been present when we do it.
No.
I have the matzahs. I make the bracha, and I give it over to the shamus, and he's kone for everybody in town. That's the way I make an Eruvi Tavshilin also. Since I'm the home in town, you're supposed to make an Eruvi Tavshilin for those who forgot to make the Eruvi Tavshilin. Otherwise, they come to your house to eat. So therefore, it's a defensive measure. I make sure that everybody has an Eruvi.
So why do we lock it?
Huh?
Why lock it, though?
Why lock it? Because there are people like you who come and eat it. Eat it up.
If I can't eat it, then I didn't own it.
And make sure.
You're not gonna let me come eat it, then you didn't give it to me.
You make sure that no one eats it up, because if never, the Erev is mevatel it. So Erev has to be alive.
If I can't touch it, then how did I own
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Okay. Next. Yeah.
It's put in the shul.
Yeah.
But so then, how far does that spread? Now that it's in the shul, like if you had
it spreads the boundary lines of the Erev.
But this is with Lechi V'Korah. This is with
the Erev has the mobile he has. That's our Erev that you put up.
So, but if you have an Erev all the way around, then why do you need the?
Because the Erev all the way around, all it means is everybody owns all the. All the Jews in town own everything, own all the streets. Now we can't carry in the shoes that's a movui. That's what we're talking about. That becomes a movui. Our streets are now a movui. In a movui, you can only, if there's no Eruv, a metal tonella bedala ramos.
So we're saying that we would now take the Eruv Chatzerot. And spread it citywide.
You have two eruvin. One's a physical eruv, and one is a edible eruv. The edible eruv is to make the people into one family. The physical eruv is to separate that area from a Carmelist, from the Shus HaRabim, by putting a mechitzas around, it becomes a Rishus HaYochid. But it's a Rishus HaYochid shared by many people. Made by many people, it's also without a Shituf, a Shitufi Mavoz. That's the law we just said. That would be, if you went ahead and you fenced it off, but you didn't make a Shituf, so it's owned by many people, then it becomes like a Rishus HaRabim, you can't carry there.
So would the Shituf be stored davka in a shul, or it could just be in one of the houses surrounding the
mobile? One of the houses too. That would be not a locha beis haknesses. You have to put somewhere. Where are you going to put it? So what we do is, our idea was to make a fancy box there and have it at Yeruvi Chatzelos, because it's a chinuch for the people to know that's what's going on.
Rabbeinu Chananel adds, Mavoi shelo nishtatfu bo, en meteltelim bo, ela be'arba.
Mine.
Arba, dalet amot, it means?
Yes.
Okay.
Arba doesn't mean locust, though.
No, arba...
Okay.
Arba mechitzot.
Yeah, not grasshoppers.
Yes, okay.
Why does the, in the case of, where there's no Eir Chatzeros, why does the whole thing about carrying Rosh Hashanah drop away? I'm still lost about that.
Why
is the whole thing about carrying Dalet Amos in a Mavui drop away when there's no Eruv Chatzeros?
No Eruv Chatzeros, then it's not your private property. It's not your private property. It's also to carry, not on your private property. Gzeira otu Rosh Hashanah. Again, I gave you that initial psychological explanation that Chazal were worried about. If I'm carrying outside into a more public property, I'm afraid you'll carry into Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, we assert it.
Right, no, I got that, but we matir a mavui when there's no Erev Chatzeros. You're allowed to go ahead Dalet Amos in a mavui when there's no Erev Chatzeros. So why does that drop away?
That's what you have to explain. Why? Because there are no separate houses to establish a Rosh Hashanah to go into a more public reshus. The advantage of the Eruv, which would make things better, in this case makes it worse. Why? Because you have a private property abutting a more public property. The one said, we treat that more public property as if it were a reshus harabim.
Right, and
therefore, if you didn't make an Eruv, then you couldn't carry from your house into the yard, then the yard is a barrier between your private property and the public property of the mavui. Therefore, there's no danger that you'll mistake it and you carry into the Rosh Hashanah. If you can't carry even out into your yard, therefore, in the mavui, that's the big chiddush of the kula. It ends up there's a leniency that in the mavui, since the rabbanon didn't make a gzera, then the movie is what? A non-Rishus HaRabim, you can carry in Rishus HaRabim in the movie. It's not your private property. This is the reasoning that Chachamim used. And therefore, it backs up into what seems to be a contradiction. You worried about carrying in Rishus HaRabim, look, you let me carry in the Mavui. The answer is, I know Mavui is not Rishus HaRabim. Mavui is my private property. I leave my lawn chairs out there, etc. It's all joint private property. So where there's a danger because a person is carrying from his real private property into the more public, less private property of the Mavui, therefore they made a gzera to treat the Mavui like Rosh Hashanah. But where they didn't see any need to do that, there was no need because these people didn't make any Eruvi Chatzeros. So that the Chatzor is an area which they could not carry. Memela, they have already a reminder, you got to be careful not to carry in your private property chotzer because there's no Eruv. So how would it occur to you that you're carrying the Rishus HaRabim? Therefore, not. Aye, the end result is, it turns out there's a leniency. They can carry in the Mavui. Again, Mavui, those items that were in the Mavui from Erev Shabbos, fine.
So any Eruv, all Eruvim need both aspects?
Oh, what?
All Eruvim, to have Shituf, have to have both the aspects of the physical and the edible?
Of course.
So the one on the Upper West Side that we're talking about, there's a matzah box somewhere? Does anyone know where it is?
That's a love job.
NYU has one?
Yeah. I assume it's in the shul. I mean, instructions I gave them were to mimic what we did. I'm sure they have it in the shul too, a box someplace. Okay. Why don't you do something? I'd be interested to. Why don't you ask Rabbi Blau to show you the Eruv around here, and to show where the box is with the Shmuel Matzah. Right. Tell me. Right to ask. If I ask him, he knows I'm trying to trap him into something.
He's not going to ask who Shira were in?
Huh?
He's not going to ask who Shira were in?
He'll figure it out himself.
Yeah.
Okay, come on. You only have after those lines that we just read, we threw an egg of it. Now we go back to Shabbos. Just this omud that sneaked in, but it's interesting things. Again, go quickly. Omar Abaye, Homilsa Omar Abzeirov Lo Pirshua. Right, Rav Zeir said in the name of Rav, a movie shown in Shatvabo, aim at Tal Moela without Ramos. But we didn't hear the rest of the story. Lo Pirshu, meaning you didn't give any reason. What's the reasoning? How you evaluate a movie? Ad also Rabba Baravu O Pirshu. Dama Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravu, Amar Rav, movie shown in Shatvabo. They didn't make the shituf, didn't make that box with the shmura matzah. For the movoi, right? If not the bo ilu vichatzeros in botim, then ain metalten bo ela vidalamos. That's poshut. In order to be able to carry, you have to have a concept of one rishus. What makes it into one rishus is the Ruvi Chatzeros, makes it into a combined family, single family ownership, right? But lo yivu chatzeros in botim, if they didn't make it possible for each individual to carry from his house into his yard, then mutar l'tatel b'kulu, then there's no isur on the mavui. Amale Rab Chanina, I don't understand. Rechili Chuzor L'Rabo, Maishno, Ki Irvu Chaseros in Botim. When you made the Eru, you say Nitku Chaseros for Nasu Botim, right? In other words, there is no Chotzer anymore. The Chotzer and the house are one and the same, because they made an Eru. So the four-walled house and the yard outside is one and the same. It's an open living room, right? But Rav L'taimei and Rav held that all these halachos of Movui are dependent upon that city planning structure. V'yom HaRav Ein Movui Nito B'lechi V'Kora ad sheyiu botim bechatzeros pesuchim l'socho. V'hocho, in our case, if they made the eruv of the botim with the chatzeros, then it's all botim. There is no chatzeros. Botim ikur, chatzeros leker. So Imar asks, but kilo irvu, nami lerzu lahane botim commande stimu domu, v'chatzeros ikur botim leker. If you can't carry from your house into the yard, then the house is irrelevant. The house is sealed. You have no relationship between the house and the mavui. You have only relationship between the chotzer and the mavui. Then chaseros iko ubotim leko. The bottom are out of the picture, because you can't get to the mavui because you have the chotzer as a barrier. You can't carry out into the chotzer. So he says, no. Efshel the mabatla irushusu the kula legabei chad. It's possible that they will want to carry in the chotzer without an eruv. You say the chotzer has no eruv, therefore it's a barrier. No, they can wake up in the morning, and without any construction or anything, they can say to what all the people in the mobile who bought the mobile, all the chaseros, all the owner of the chaseros, will say to one of them, "You're in charge. We assign you. You now are the boss. We lease, we will. It's all thing to you." At that moment, when you do that, you can start carrying in the chotzer. You start carrying in the chotzer. Right? Now you'll be carrying in the chotzer and abutting the mavui. So the fact that you didn't make an eruv doesn't serve as a barrier between the chotzer and the mavui, because that barrier will disappear with a single statement by one of the people saying, "Okay, fellas, let's all agree. Let Reuven be the owner of all our chaseros." That's called mavatul legabei chad. The Gemara asks, but so what? Sov, bayis ikur botim leka. But the Rav said, in order, that's what Rashi pointed out, you need shnei botim psuchim rishtei chatzeros before you have the hilchos movui come in. And if you give me batel gabichad, they have only one house. There are no two houses. Oh yeah, we'll get you two houses. Efshe mitzafra v'apal godiyomo legabichad. I'll have a dual ownership. Simo says, nonsense. That's not a dual ownership. That's a single ownership, right? With changes. Sof, beidno diisu lahai, lesa lahai. When one is the owner, the other one is not the owner. So at any one time, there's only a single owner. And a single owner doesn't make into a mavui. The old hilchos mavui require to have at least two houses opening up to the mavui. Two houses, two chaseros opening up to the mavui. Elo Meravashi. So Rashi comes to explain that halacha. Why is it when the people didn't make an eruv, you can carry in the mavui? Well, that's because ki gora mi gora lo chaser sheyesu. Right? You say he cannot carry in the chotzer. Why can't he carry in the chotzer? He didn't make an eruv. Why can't he carry the chotzer without an eruv? Because the house and the chotzer now are in opposition to each other. Why can't you carry in the chotzer? Because you're moving from your private into a less private. But if you tell me that the botim was sealed off, if I didn't go ahead and make an eruv with the chotzer, then the bayis and chotzer have no connection. Then mi goram lechaseros sheyesro, why is the chotzer ever become also? It's only because of botim. There's no chotzer that stands without a bias. It's either it'll be a mavui or just a chabim. Again, it was a backyard without a house attached. So what is the source of the isur irvin? The house imposes its halacha on the chotzer. Why can't you carry in the chotzer? Because you can't carry in the house. And therefore Rabbanon said, since you can carry in the house, and your chotzer is less private, and you carry from your house into the chotzer, I'm afraid you'll carry from your house into Rosh Hashanah. That Ezra I gave you has been running through the whole thing. Whenever I'm moving from a less private, from a more private to a less private, the Rabbi will say, unless you do something, it's like carrying Rosh Hashanah. So therefore you have to make an Eruv. But if I didn't make an Eruv, then the bias and the chotzer have no connection with each other. Therefore what it wants to say is, the bottom. Therefore, I'm not worried about the chotzer and the mavui anymore. Once I go ahead and I seal off the houses, how do I seal off the houses? By not making an eruv with my chotzer, then my house is out of the picture. If my house is out of the picture, then the mavui isn't shared by many people. It doesn't have the halacha of multiple ownership. Therefore, it's nothing more than an extension of the chotzer. Therefore, that which is in the chotzer, you could. It's in the mavui, since the mavui has mechitzos, right? Therefore, in the mavui you can carry. In your yard, you couldn't carry. There are no mechitzos. If you have mechitzos, you can carry in the yard too. But in the yard, you couldn't carry mechitzos. Therefore, I have a house that doesn't in any way impact upon the mavui. The house is commander lesser dummy. It's sealed. Why? Because the chotzer had no eruv. So therefore, when I move from my house, I take everything out of my pocket because there's a chotzer going into. Then when I go from my chotzer into the mavui, in that mavui, there's no reason why to put an isur on my mavui, because that mavui. Is not associated with a house. When do I have the concern? When I'm going from a sense of privacy to less privacy. If I'm going from my chotzer to the mavui, there's no sense of privacy into less privacy, because the chotzer was also less private already. I couldn't carry in the chotzer. I didn't make an eruv. Therefore, the rabbanon didn't make any gzeiros on the mavui. Therefore, in the mavui, you can carry anything that's in the mavui, you can carry, no problem. That's how he tries to explain what seems to be an anomaly, that by making an eruv, you're making things worse. If you didn't have an eruv with the house, you could carry the mavui. If you make an eruv of the chotzer, then you can't carry. Why? Again, only hezbo is what I gave you. Because if I have my sense of privacy, then I'm worried when I go into less private, Rabban made takonos for that. But since my chotzer has no eruv, I didn't have a sense of privacy in my chotzer. Therefore, going into mavui, I haven't changed the attitude. That's the best we can do with this. No one else does any better, no one even tries to. Rabbi Baruch Shem was able to get this idea of using that terminology from more private to less private as the rationale behind the takon. Okay.
Rabbi. From where does Rashi bring that Rav says Ba'ei Shnei Batim Lechol Chatzer?
I'm Erevin. I thought they stick it in. No place to put this piece of Gemara. They could have kept it in Erevin and saved us a lot of souls. Okay. Now we're back to Rabbi Elazar de Mila. Going back to what started off our perek, Rabbi Elazar had said a critical halacha. It's a machlokes and a daraisa, right? Machshiri mila dochas Shabbos. Rabbanon yelled, Rabbi Kiva says, no, Mila Docha Shabbos, Makshiri Mila, not Docha Shabbos. You should know, he says, Rabbi Lezer was not only talking about Mila. Rabbi Lezer went to say, Makshiri Mitzvah or Docha Shabbos. Whatever Mitzvah is Docha Shabbos, the Makshirim is also Docha Shabbos. There were other Mitzvahs that are Docha Shabbos other than Mila. Lo lechol omar Rabbi Lezer, Makshiri Mitzvah Docha Shabbos. Shahei Shtei Halechem. Which have to be baked on Shabbos. Chovas Hayom Hein. Lo Lomdon Rabbi Elozo Elo Megzeiro Shavo. What's he say? Rabbi Elazar said there are other mitzvahs also Makshiri Docha Shabbos. But not because there's a principle of Makshiri Docha Shabbos. It's each of the mitzvahs has a limud which tells you Makshirim Docha Shabbos. In other words, he didn't say whenever a mitzvah is Docha Shabbos, the Makshirim also Docha Shabbos. What he said, by Mila is Docha Shabbos, and by other mitzvahs also Makshirim Docha Shabbos, but each place has a limud of its own. Without that limud, I wouldn't say that the Makshirim are Docha Shabbos, even though I know that the mitzvah has to occur on Shabbos. Isanya Rabbi Lezer Omer, Minayin Makshiri Shtei Alechem that Docha Shabbos. You bring the Shtei Alechem on shoes, right? And if it comes on Shabbos, bake the bread on Shabbos. So Rabbi Lezer says, how do I know it? Nemra havo ba'omer. By the Omer, it says, Hevi es Omer, right? And the Gemara describes the extensive number of Isurim that you do on Shabbos when you have to bring the Omer. Sieving alone, Borer alone, there's 13 stages of Borer that they do, and so on. It says, Behavi es Omer, Nema Havor Ba Omer. Remember, Havor b'shtei alechem, Ma'avor Havor ha'omer ba'omer, Machshirim dochen es haShabbos, Af Havor ha'omer b'shtei alechem, Machshirim dochen es haShabbos. Okay, now you pay attention. This is something that's has to do with general understanding of the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah and the Lashon Hara. We have a Gzeira Shavo, a common word, Havoah Havoah, Hevi Es HaOmer, Hevi Es HaShei Alechem. Oh, the common word. S is also a very common word. Every time you find the word S, right? Well, we're supposed to daven from the S in Shabbat Torah. Right? How does it go? Who daven call S in Shabbat Torah? Me dorash call S in Shabbat Torah.
Rabbi Kiva.
Huh?
Rabbi Akiva?
No. He did, yeah, well, who does Achabor Rabbi Akiva?
Yeah.
I'll give you a good shot on that one. What was it? Abshimon. Came to Esa Hashem Lekayatiro. Right? Es Lechabos. Yashem. He couldn't dash. Therefore, he said, I was mistaken. You can't dash an Essen. Either all or nothing. Right. What they say to him, Shem shekibalto schar ala drisha, kach kibalto schar ala prisha. You get schar for trying, you get schar now for giving up. Ad shebo rabbi kiva v'dorash, es rabos tamidei chachomim. So my father Zatzal said pshat with a tongue in cheek a little bit. This is what he says. Shimon saw that how you treat Rabbonim, right? He says, what? Es Asher Tziro, Es Rabbos Tamidei Chachomim, you treat Kodesh Baruch Hu like you treat Tamidei Chachomim. You can only treat Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, can't be. You expect to have people treat Rabbonim the same derecheres that you treat the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It doesn't make sense. Therefore, I'm mistaken. You can't darshan this. Ad shebo Rabbi Kiva, that one day Rabbi Kiva came visiting in his town. And so, Rabbi Kiva is coming. Everybody came out. Right? Came out with the bands. Right? Everybody welcomed Rabbi Kiva. It's such cover you give Rabbi Kiva. Ad shebo Rabbi Kiva dorash, es the rabbo, sabi the chachov. It's okay. Right? Who dorash? Rabbi Shimon Amsuzi. Rabbi Shimon dorash. It says, depends who. A Novi Biro, Rabbi Kiva in his town had sorrows, right? When you come in someone else's town, this is why Rabbanim go visiting sometimes. Suddenly you become Rabbi Gon, Rabbi Gon Agodo, Rabbi Mafuso. Okay? So when you have a Gzeira Shovel, there are two kinds of Gzeira Shovas. One is called Mufno, Mitzad Echot, Mishnei Tzodim, or Lo Klum. Gzeira Shova Mufno Mishnei Tzodim is a powerful demand. Mufno means the word is not needed for the Pasuk. You stuck on an extra word, I don't need that word. The possibility says without the word. So you have a Yito Loshon. That cannot be. God didn't put a Yito Loshon in the Torah, except as a marker to tell you, now you have a marker here, a marker there. The same word appears redundantly in two places. Must be for a Drosha. Must to compare the two. Sometimes you have a Mufna Mitzad Echad. In one place, the word is needed for the text itself. In the other place, you could do without, the text is understandable without the word. Then it's a less demanding Gzeira Shova. Gzeira Shova, Mufn Mishnei Sodim, everybody's mode is, you must make a Gzeira Shova. Mufn Sarecho, it is a machlokis. Then you have two words that are common, but they're necessary for the text. They're not redundant words. That's Eina Mufno. There, even then, some people hold you make a Gzeira Shova, but most people not.
If it's necessary in both cases?
Huh?
If it's necessary in both cases?
Right. Then it's just you found, like you find two words, S all over, make a Gzeira Shova. Every time you find an S, you make a Gzeira Shova, you get into real trouble. Okay.
So, lo klum is what? Lo klum means just.
Means that two places have a word, and you, in your mind, see a connection but nothing that the text says, right? Yet you have a reason to think that they should be related. You have to defend why you think they should be related, nevertheless. You'll see. But Mufna has a claim on you. You gotta get an explanation. You can't have a Mugzeira Shova Mufna without an explanation. The Mufna becomes a redundant word. There are no redundant words in the Torah. Therefore, he says, it's not redundant. It came as a marker to relate the two halachas. Look in the text. Again. Rabbi Elezer Omer, Minayin Machshir Shteir Lechem Shedochen Nes HaShabbos Nemra Havor BaOmer Minemra Havor BaShteir Lechem Ma'avor HaOmer BaOmer Deir by Omer Machshir in Dochen Nes HaShabbos Af Havor HaOmer BaShteir Lechem Machshir in Dochen Nes HaShabbos. Okay, look, the Rashi is helpful here. Lo lechol omer Rabbi Eliezer, lo bechol machshirim yitzu omer kein. Right? The commenting Gemara will explain which yes, which no. Shtei alechem datzeres is chovas hayom hein. Right, so like Mila, what's the key of Mila is? It's Yom Hashmini Yimol Sparaloso. Therefore, wherever you have a chiyuv of Yom, it's Docha Shabbos. Ein Lachon Ad Lemocho. Rolomdom Rabbi Elozo. And Rabbi Elozo didn't learn the Apiyoson Titche Shabbos. Ela b'gzeira shova. When you need gzeira shova for? I b'chol machshir yibitzva, shikra yibitzva noheket b'shabbos, ot machshir k'moso, lomar gzeira shova. Yet he said, I know it from a gzeira shova. Why don't you know it from itself? Every mitzvah is docha shabbos. Every mitzvah that has in it a yom, a statement of yom, the machshir moso docha shabbos. Oh, no. That because the machshirim of Omer are Docha Shabbos, then the machshirim of Shtei Alechem are also Docha Shabbos. Why machshirim of Omer are Docha Shabbos? You will see what will be the chilik. If I don't have to do those melachos, they were done already by somebody else, I should repeat the melachos also. Ma havo Omer machshireo. What's the machshirim of the Omer? Hainu, Ksiro, Trina, HaKodesh Shelo. You're supposed to cut it on Shabbos. It's one of the big battles they had with the Tzedukim. You're supposed to cut it on Shabbos. Why can't I cut it Friday? No. It's machshirim, the Efshar is also Erev Shabbos. You can cut it on Friday. So no, you can't. You have to do it Dafka on Shabbos. Bechorish v'kotz tishbo, the pasuk bechorish v'kotz tishbos, ma chorish rishus, av kotz rishus, yotzek tzirus omer shei mitzvah. Where do you have tishbos? Only where it's chorish v'kotz. When it's your private field, you have to cut, harvest the wheat. These are tishbos. You have to observe Shabbos. But when it comes to thing that's not yours, right, that belongs to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There you can do the Malach on Shabbos. Yotzek Tzirus Omer Shei Mitzvah. It's not a reshus, meaning you're cutting it for your own need. Only because of Mitzvah, therefore it's Docha Shabbos. Now here comes that Mufna business. It's easy once you catch it. Right? So Yimor says, Mufni. This Zeret Shoveh is open on both sides, meaning the two extra words. di lo mufni, because if it weren't a gzeira shova, that's mufni, with a redundant word in one in omer, or a redundant word there in shtei alechem, then ikra lemivchach. Then you could ask a kasha on a gzeira shova. A gzeira shova, you can't ask a kasha on. That's what God said, period. What asking kashas? That's because it's mufno. It's based upon two redundant words. That's what God meant to say. But if it's not mufno, it can still be a gzeira shova, based upon logic. But you couldn't withstand someone attacking your logic. If it's a mufne and you make a logical association, I guess the logic doesn't work. I'm not going with logic, I'm going with two psukim in the Torah. If, however, it's another mufne, then what has to back up the gzeira shova is a reason to compare the two. So I can ask you, Mala Omer, Shekein Nemotza Kotzer Kotzer. What if he comes and he finds that someone has cut the wheat already? You have to cut the wheat on Shabbos. No good. You must cut the wheat on Shabbos. Motza kotzo, right? Nevertheless, he kotzo, toma b'shtei alechem. But when baking shtei alechem, there's no halacha, you have to cut the wheat for shtei alechem. You have to bake the bread, that's all. But cutting the wheat is not part of the mitzvah of shtei alechem. Cutting the wheat is part of the mitzvah of ha'omer. Tomar b'shtei alechem shemotzer kotzer eino kotzer. And what's that last word? Anyone know? Lamed aleph yud. It's really what is it? It's an expression. It's like a wow. It doesn't have any real meaning, the word. Lee, meaning who are you? Well, yeah, Lee. Afnui mufne. Like thank God it's mufne, right? Therefore, we can pask in the halacha that machshirim is docha Shabbos. If it were not mufne, if the word were not redundant, your kasha would be a good kasha. Right, you have a wonderful kasha. You say, by Omer, there's a chiyuv dafkia, every aspect should be done on Shabbos. On that day. If the day of Shabbos is done on Shabbos. Whereas by shtei alechem, there's no such halacha. I can go out and buy wheat, right, and bake the shtei alechem. There's no halacha that every maisa has to be done dafkia l'shem Omer. Motzer kotzer, right, eino kotzer. If you find the wheat was cut, you don't have to cut the new wheat. So it's a big distinction between Omer and Shtei Alechem. Nevertheless, I say the Machshirim Adoche. Why? Because it's a Gzeira Shova Mufno. And therefore, they're interconnected, and the same Aloha applies to either one.
If we say Mufna, it automatically means Mishnit Stadim?
Yes. Not anymore. Should have done that first. Is it really mufna? Michzi, let's see. Ksiv says Vavesem es Omer Reishes Tzichem al Kohen, right? And then it says Ubiyom Havirchem es Omer. You said it already. Havesem Omer Tzichem al Kohen. Why need Biyom Havirchem es Omer? Lomeli. Shmamenei Lafnui. Is there, right? It comes to teach you that those words are extra for Gzeira Shova. Vakate mufne mitzad echad hu. But I don't see such a redundancy that I find by the Omer. I don't see the same redundancy by the Shei Alechem. I think the Shei Alechem the words are necessary for the text. I don't see any extra word. Here it's extra word. You said Havesas Omer. They said Biyom Avichas Omer. You went ahead and repeated itself for no reason. Shema Mino Lafnui. Nuvakate Muftim Mitzad Echad Hu. Ushamein Lerabaleza Muftim Mitzad Echad Lemeidin Meishivin. If it's Muftim only on one side, you are right to ask Akasha and say that you can't compare the two. That's called a median or meshivin. You can you study it and you can ask questions about it. See, my answer is the word Toviu is Ribuhu. Toviu, Rachel Sirchem Alakoin, is an extra word. What do you mean, what then are you doing? You say Rachel Sirchem Alakoin, what then are you doing? You're bringing it to him something. Why say Toviu Rachel Sirchem Alakoin? Right? So therefore, it's a Ribuhu. So if that's the case, I go back to my first statement. You said lo lechol dovo, did he say the machshir medocha Shabbos? But you have to have a raya for it, right? So tell me, lemuti mai, what are you trying to exclude? You're warning me that you have to have a raya for it. But the fact is, if you have a raya for everything, you have a raya. Then there's no distinction. Then indeed, machshirim of all mitzvahs are docha Shabbos. Which machshiri mitzvah will Rabbi Lezer agree is not docha Shabbos? Lemuti mai, what are you coming to exclude? Ilema lemuti lulav. That even though lulav it says ubi yom harishon, you're supposed to take right creates hod of a kapos tomorrow, etc. So it says there biyom harishon. Does that mean that on the first day yom tov I can? And it comes out Shabbos, I can go ahead and cut off a lulav from the tree, cut off an esrog from the tree, go cut out hadasim arovos. There's no lulav hold over. I have no raya for that one. Ilim lemuti lulav vosanya. We learned lulav v'chol marshirav dochas Shabbos divrei Rabbi Elazar. But the fact is, Rabbi Elazar didn't exclude lulav. Ela lemuti sukkah. That you can't build a sukkah on Shabbos. But it's not true either. Vasanya kol machshirim dochas Shabbos divrei Rabbi Elazar. Kol machshireya in Hilchos Sukkah, he also says machshirim dochas Shabbos. So on Shabbos you can build a sukkah. You said the Rabbi Elazar, lo lechol dovo, which chol dovo? Right? Either he had a gzeira shove or he held it is dochas Shabbos. Elul muti matzah, but I can go ahead on Shabbos, and I can go ahead and cut the wheat and bake the matzah on Shabbos. Vosanya matzah chamashir dochas Shabbos if Rabbi Elazar. Yeah. Elul muti shofar, I can go ahead and cut a shofar off the head of a ram when it comes out on Shabbos. Vosanya shofar chamashir dochas Shabbos if Rabbi Elazar. That's all. Why? For every one of them, he had a raya. We don't discuss them all here. Why he held the machshir mezdocha Shabbos? The only thing that he agreed machshir mezdocha Shabbos is only in two things. You can't write a mezuzah on Shabbos if you're missing a mezuzah on a doorway, right? And you can't weave tzitzis on Shabbos, right? You can't spin. You can't spin the yarn of tzitzis on Shabbos, right? There we have no heads for Shabbos. The machshir docha Shabbos. That's it. Lo lechol dovo. Why? For everything, he need a limud. It's not a broad principle. Machshir the mitzvah docha Shabbos. of each one of those things, he had a posik, a raya, or something there. The only thing he then, but the fact remains that for everything he holds mafshir doch Shabbos, so why didn't you leave it alone? According to Rabbi Lezer, mafshir him doch Shabbos, period. Mafshir him mitzvah doch Shabbos. He has to know there's some mafshir which he agrees is not doch Shabbos. Which mafshir is agreeing not doch Shabbos? Mafshir making tzitzis or making a mezuzah for your doorway? Tanya Namahochi, we don't talk in the Braise, we shoven. Rabbi Lezer and Chachomim, or Rabbi Akiva rather, agree that Machshirim and not Doche Shabbos when? Shimtsayez Taliso Vyosa Mezuzah Pischo Shukhayev. That if he goes ahead on Shabbos and he spins his tzitzis and he writes a mezuzah or attaches a mezuzah to the doorpost, it's the same thing, he'll be boner. Right, attaching something to it, right? Then he's ibichay v'chatos. There, the mitzvah did not cover him. For all other machshirim, the mitzvah covers you. Machshir mitzvah dochet. But these two mitzvahs, there's no raya that you can do the machshirim. Catch another word in my time. Or why take those two not? Why? Because she ain't kavur lem zman. All the other mitzvahs have a time element, must be done today. Right? B'yom HaRishon, right? For Lulav, you have Halacha, B'yom Shmini Yimol Tzar Aloso. That's why the Machshir Madocha. But if it doesn't have a strict time element, Machshir Madocha. You could have done it before. Frank Gemara, Amalei Abaya, Adaraba. What is allows the machshirin to be docha Shabbos? The power of the mitzvah. It's not machshirin docha Shabbos. The mitzvah is docha Shabbos, right? The fact that this hechsher is needed for the mitzvah, that's why it's docha Shabbos. Then I'll ask you, Mila. Comes the Yom HaShmini, the Yom HaShmini grabs you. He says, do the Mila. But by mezuzah, it comes every morning and grabs you. Make a mezuzah. Every morning he grabs you and says, make tzitzis. So why do you think that the fact that no specific date is mentioned, that that's a chsor, and on the contrary, adarabba, midein kavur lem zman, since there's no specific day, then every day is a mitzvah. Kol shaita v'shaita zmanehu. Every day he doesn't have a talis. Every day he doesn't have a mezuzah, right? He violates the mitzvah. So the mitzvah comes yelling, do me. Today, on Mila, it says, only Ab Yom HaShmini, therefore if it's not Yom HaShmini, it's not Docha Shabbos. Because when they're limited, only Ab Yom HaShmini is Docha Shabbos. If it's a delayed bris, it's not Docha Shabbos. A Mila Shobos Mano is not Docha Shabbos. Therefore, on the contrary, the fact that mezuzah and talis have no specific date, no day that demands it, that every day demands it. So why shouldn't you be able to do machshirim mitzvah on mezuzah and on talis also? El Omar Rav Nachman or Yitzchak, we came on with the bread of Yudah, ho lebiyodo lafkiron. It's not the only way you can solve your problem. God says you have to have a mezuzah on your door. I don't have a mezuzah on my door because I gave over my house to you. Then I can live in my house. It's not on my. It's not my house. Right. So I live after 30 days. We have halacha says that, right? Or in Eretz Yisrael, you go ahead, and you have to have. A tzitzis? Who says you have to have tzitzis? What possible reason? You don't need tzitzis. Why? Yeah? B'yodo lafkiron. If I don't own the talis, you go to shul and they ask you to daven mincha. So you take the shul talis, you make a broch on it? Don't make a broch on it. Why? It's not your talis. So I can wear your clothes that don't belong to me, but it doesn't need any tzitzis. Since there is no way out for Mila. You must do it on the Ite. You can't be mafka the child or do something, right? Therefore, you're stuck with it. It's the time element is absolute. In all the others, if there is another way to resolve the mitzvah without being mechal Shabbos, you're supposed to do it. And since here, by the house and the tzitzis, you can be mafker it by removing your ownership. You lose the ownership. At the same time, you lose the chi of mitzvah. Therefore, those are not Docha Shabbos. The kasha was, every day is a powerful mitzvah, same as Yom HaShmini for Mila. Every single day is a mitzvah for mezuzah and for talis. The answer is, but Mila, I have no solution. There's no alternative to Mila. Here you have an alternative. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, don't violate my halacha. That's all. I can go ahead and not violate your halacha with another eitzah, by not taking possession. Okay, let's stop here. To look it over. We'll check on you tomorrow that you have it straight in your head, including the little bit of Eirin as well. When did you get back?
Thursday night.
Huh?
Thursday night.
Thursday night.